Good morning, R. This might sound harsh, but I am not a fan of gay rights, queer rights, women's rights, etc. We are all humans and have human rights. I don't have the right to an option on someone else's preferences in life. If you are a nice and decent human, that's good enough for me. We need to start seeing people as humans, regardless of age, sex, religion. We are all human. Just be a nice human. Life will be so dull if we were all the same. You know, your sentiment is coming from a warm place, so thank you very much for sending it. The trouble is, and I'd be curious to know how you self-identify, or how the world, it's actually not how you identify, it's how the world identifies you. Because unfortunately, not all humans are treated equally. And so just saying I'm human, which seems very obvious, as you were saying, and I think it is obvious, isn't enough. So the reason we say women's rights is that generally women have been afforded fewer rights than men when we speak about humans. And so I need to affirm them up to parity. When we speak about black rights, so when people say Black Lives Matter and you say to me all lives matter, I know all lives matter. But unfortunately, black lives haven't been treated like they matter. And so I have to remind you to get back to the parity of all that black lives matter. So when I say gay rights, or I say queer rights, or I say trans rights, I have to affirm them to the parity that straighties have had all this time. Because for one reason or another, many people have not afforded them the same number of rights, or have in fact stripped them of their rights, all the way to the right to life. Because they are trans or gay or queer. So when you deny me my humanity because of that thing, I have to shout it in your face. I am that thing and I deserve humanity. I hope that makes sense to you, that we can't just la-di-da-di-da, walk on the street. We're all human beings, all human beings. Unfortunately, various constructs of mostly supremacy have subjugated some people to be seen as less human than others. And that is why we lift their names up in honor of them and to bring them to the parity that they deserve. So today's gay rights, lesbian rights, trans rights, intersex rights, asexual rights, pansexual rights, queer rights. And you're just going to have to be okay with that until the world sees them all as human as much as we do. All right? Thank you for your message. I know it came from a good place. Etienne in Camps Bay, you've been standing by. You've messaged just in the past about your 17-year-old who is transitioning. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Rukhilwe.
Wonderful. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Your subject is so incredibly important. With everything that we're going through, this is one of the most important subjects that we have to face. And it's certainly becoming important through what is happening in sports, et cetera, et cetera. And I just wanted to share our own experience, and it is just our own experience, with one of our kids. Our eldest came out as non-binary, and that was at probably about 13, 14, or maybe even earlier. And then we obviously fully embraced it. We're very happy for who they are and who they want to be. And so we will obviously facilitate everything that we possibly can do to help that transition and work out for them.
Yes.
So one of the issues was a breast reduction surgery that we felt was incredibly necessary, just in terms of body image and kind of how they see themselves and where they will feel comfortable. The issue was that at 17, Discovery wouldn't pay for it. Because they said that you have to be an adult and fully developed. Now, the obviously there's specific cases, and ours is a specific case in that our eldest is epileptic. So the epilepsy would have brought on puberty much earlier and therefore finished much earlier. So that their body was developed completely by the age of 16.
Yes.
So there was no reason not to pay for top surgery or breast reduction surgery. Mm. But however, they decided, I think there's a bunch of men on the committee that don't understand women's rights, gay rights, or non-binary rights, and the need for it, both psychologically and physically. So it's really, you know, there's so many layers of this thing. And it's so important to talk about it. And I congratulate you for doing it.
Thanks, Etienne. It's been really a wonderful morning of learning, actually, for me and listening. And even to those who don't like what we're doing. But, you know, it's important. So I appreciate your coming through, particularly as a parent. I think, you know, many of our listeners are parents and are probably pretty nervous about this moment in history. And they shouldn't be. It's just loving your kid. Actually, is all we're asking you to do. Yeah. Have a great day. Thank you for sharing.
And you.
Okay, ciao.
Okay.